problems with this thing. Okay, let me just give a quick wrap-up, and then if people want to comment or argue about this, you know, you're more than welcome to do so, so I'm not trying to brush everyone off. But I will now start looking forward programmatically to Spiral 2. And Spiral 2 will start about next fall. You know, this isn't done with infinite precision, but I will remind everybody that you are under a one-year subcontract with two option years. And as you may have noticed, the more or less intrusive GPO system engineers are actually paying attention, as best we can, to how you're all doing, partly on an individual project basis, but more on how well are you doing integrating and working with other people, which is exceptionally difficult. So we are continuously evaluating this. We said before, and we'll say again, there's not going to be kind of a sudden death moment here where, you know, it's like a DARPA down select, but projects that have kind of a sustained problem with their performance probably will not get their option years, and that money will be swept up and given to projects that really could use some more money. James.
Quick clarification question, because we weren't sure on this. So the second solicitation is Spiral 2? We thought, some of us thought it was Spiral 1.
They're kind of decoupled. We're not sure exactly when solicitations are going to happen in this process, but the spiral is the development part. And so, you know, there may be more projects added, there may be more money added to existing projects, but the spirals will kind of come every fall.
So currently funded projects will be part of Spiral 2?
Yes, currently funded projects will be part of Spiral 2. You can kind of assume that you're going to keep going, you know, indefinitely. With funding, but you know, we actually are going to evaluate it, and a couple are not looking so great at the moment. Just a word to the wise. One of the major ways that we are tracking things, and let me say right off the top of the head, I'm not singling out people for public embarrassment here, because these projects are actually all doing very well. One of the ways that we keep track of things is through the project milestones. People have made specific promises, you know, our project will do X by date Y. And so that's all being kept track of through the Genie Wiki. And we are actually using that as part of the evaluation of, you know, are you actually making forward progress? So pay attention to your milestones in there, because we are, and we're going to base funding decisions on that. If you think the milestones are mistaken, tell your system engineer, right? I mean, this is nothing is set in concrete. But you really are being kind of measured against what you said you were going to do. This is another form of evaluation we're doing, and this has actually been on the wiki for a while, but I thought I'd draw it to your attention. The system engineers need to know certain things. In this particular case, they need to know, how are we going to get layer 2 connectivity to you, right? How does your substrate work? What is your substrate? You know, there's a whole kind of specific list of questions that we need to know the answers to and compile. And we kind of keep track of whether you actually answer those questions or not. Now, some of these are difficult to do, right? The fact that things are kind of yellowish or yellowish-reddish, often that's because it's actually kind of hard to answer that question. But some of these things are solid red, which meant we asked you multiple times, and you didn't respond. Is there a question? Okay, so this is not, you know, when you see something like this, you're not seeing sudden death, these projects are going to vanish or anything, but all this is kind of input to the GPO as we begin to think about next year's option money. So we really are watching. We do listen. You know, if you tell us, no, we can't do that because of X, Y, or Z, you know, we will try to listen and understand that, but you actually are being given subcontracts, not grants. Okay, are there any questions or comments on that? And we intend to make all this stuff public, right? So everybody can see everything. It's not going to be kind of a mystery or a surprise how things are going. Okay, I wanted to bring up again the solicitation too. And I've had various questions, kind of detailed questions about, well, if I'm in this bucket, does this mean my odds are a lot better than if I'm in that bucket? And the answer is, well, No, it's actually kind of a complicated mix of, you know, what your odds are. And we'd like to be able to give you the answer, you know, that you have a 30% chance of winning, but it's really not so straightforward. It really depends on the exact mix of stuff. And then we're going to try to piece it together to form coherent holes that actually augment what we're currently doing. But this, again, gives you some idea of, you know, what we have received. Does anyone have any questions or comments about this? The binning is a little bit arbitrary, but I think it's helpful to see, you know, what was well represented and what was not. I mean, one thing I noticed is that this is actually broken out into three blue bars near the bottom, but there are a lot of aggregates out there. People are continuing to propose more and more of what we call aggregates or infrastructure to be built out. That was kind of interesting to me. Okay, this is our estimated timeline for solicitation two. So many, but not all of you, submitted a proposal in late February. The panel reviews are already well underway. And so we have formed the peer review panels, and they are taking a look at the proposals assigned to them. They do their individual review, and then we gather them by telecom. They talk together and try to come to some panel consensus on, you know, on the rating of a given proposal. We take this as input. So we can see, you know, well, this may be a slightly weak proposal, but it really would go great if it were put with that and so forth. So we actually exercise our judgment on what should be funded and what should not. But right now you're going through this panel review process. The very last panel was kind of hard to schedule, and I think it's April 14th or something like that. At that point, all the panel reviews will be done. The next part of the process really is we kind of sort through, figure out budgets, figure out everything, and then make our ideas of like what we would like to select. We then sit down and write a proposal, and that goes through the usual NSF process with peer review, reverse site visits, and so forth. So the bottom line is, probably if there is in fact money for this, you know, we don't decide whether this all gets funded, NSF decides that. But if there is money for this, probably you would see the money early September. I think that's a reasonable time to estimate it. The funding levels, I'm not gonna read out loud. As far as we know, what we were estimating in the solicitation two still stands. Everybody is very interested in stimulus funds, including us. I believe it's just totally murky right now. It'll be murky for at least another month. And so, you know, I don't think we know any more than you do. I hope a lot of people in this room are gonna get extra money through the other channels through NSF for proposals they have out there. Okay, well that's kind of, the wrap up. My take is the project is actually in remarkably good shape. It's accelerated kind of from zero to at least 60 miles an hour very quickly. This thing is really rolling along. And as you can see, some of the projects are actually very advanced in getting things integrated, up and running, and kind of have a good structure for building things out quite quickly. I am really impressed at how creative and, you know, people, there are some really hard problems here. And it's actually kind of fun and interesting to be in the GPO that we point out that there's a really hard problem. And two or three people have really interesting answers to it. That, you know, makes life kind of easy that you just kind of posed a problem and somebody has great ideas. For ourselves, this has been enormous amounts of fun. I hope you're having fun too. And thank you very much. We'll see you in Seattle. Now, are there any questions? Comments? No? Okay, we'll be here afterwards, so come, you know, grab us and shake us afterwards. Until then, thank you very much for a great conference.